I want to just try to keep this theme of Thanksgiving on our minds as we look for a few minutes at 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is probably one of the most well-known statements of John. You know it very well. You've heard it very many times. And I want to just look at a very small segment of what it means for God to be light and in Him to be no darkness at all. And I want us to think about this in terms of being thankful tonight. It struck me as Uncle Jimmy was talking that the root of all things, of all reason to be thankful, is in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us, isn't it? We come to this holiday with, from different vantage points, maybe you are struggling to be thankful tonight because we normally associate Thanksgivings with obvious, clear blessings of God. I've seen several of you twice in the last 2 weeks at funerals. Funerals for people in the same family, in your church family. We had our Thanksgiving service last night at our church, which is a time where we just gather and eat hamburgers and hot dogs and sit in the lunchroom and just everybody shares. And we had to begin that time by thanking God, but also crying out to God on behalf of a young couple expecting their first child who had found out earlier yesterday that they're going to have some serious, serious problems with that child. Sat down tonight to eat dinner. Aunt Debbie sat next to me. She had a one of the children that, or one of the ladies that she cares for is a midwife. That today she was expecting her baby, her first boy, expecting him, I think the 1st of December. And she delivered him today, stillborn. So perhaps you are like that in some way. You are coming to the house of God tonight, knowing the holiday that we're observing, and yet struggling in your mind, maybe not rebelling, but struggling in your mind to think of, what is it that I am so thankful for this year? Maybe this year has been very difficult for you. So this passage says that this then is the message that we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. That means a lot of things. I want to think about just one thing that this passage means with you tonight. But before we get there, just consider what John says just before that. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. There is no place recorded in Christ's time on earth. Christ did say, I am the light of the world on several occasions. And this whole idea of light and darkness is very prominent in the Scriptures. But there's no place where Jesus said, this is the message. This is what you have to get, that I am light. We can see that God is called love. God is eternal life. God is holy. God is wise. But just remember that John has been emphasizing, I touched Him. I heard Him. I looked at Him. I gazed upon Him. I studied Him. And He revealed Himself to us, that we might share, that we might declare Him. And this is the message which we have heard of Him. This is the message that God revealed Himself to us, partially that we might reveal Him through the gospel to you. This is the message. Isn't that strange? God is light. This is a summary. This is a summation. So if you take love and eternal life and holy and wise and good, those aren't in opposition to God being light. They're not ranking below that. What you might say is, if you throw all of them into a bucket and say, God is light, they're all included here. Now, one more thing about this passage. John tells us this message, that God is light, in the context of our amazing blessing of being called into fellowship with God. You need to know this because this directly relates to your fellowship with God. That's what he said before, right? That which we have seen and heard, declare we to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And then he says, this is the message. That your joy may be full. This is the message that God is light. So what he's saying, what does it mean to fellowship God? We saw this a few weeks ago. What it means to fellowship God is in a very, just a very limited definition. What it means to fellowship God is that we don't do life alone. We live life through grace, the grace of God. We live life linked, joined hand in hand with the Creator who is eternal life. We're not left alone through grace. By grace, God reaches His hand down to us, grasps our hands. By faith, we cling to Him. So by grace, by faith, together we walk through life alone. And in eternity, the fullness of fellowship shall be seen as we become who we are. Right? It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we get there, we shall see Him as He is. So, fellowship with God, living life together with God. This means that the most important thing that you can know when you receive bad news, this is the message, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. That when you're facing severe temptation, the most important thing you can know is that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. When you're facing an uncertain future, the most important thing you can know is that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. When you're a mother and you're struggling with raising your children and you're just at your wit's end and exhausted, you need to know that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. As you're approaching old age and the fear of changes and limitations approach, what you need to know is that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. You see, all of life lived in harmony with God. He says, this is the message that we declare to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. So what does this mean? Well, we won't think about what all it means. It means a lot of things. God is holy. God is moral. God is good. God is righteous. But here's what it means in one way. What does light do? What does light do? Light shines, right? Light shines. It opens up a dark place. It reveals what is. God is light. God is perfect, uncreated light. Perfect light. So in other words, what God chose is really what is. He's light. He reveals perfectly, and all things that He reveals are as they really appear. They are as He reveals. That's not true of us, right? We think we understand. We think we can grasp. We get a little more information, get a little more maturity, and we see things differently. But what God shows is exactly what He's perfect light. But then there's another thought that goes along with this. What does God reveal? This is glorious. God reveals Himself. What's the next words? He is light and in Him. Friends, God is a person. He's transcendent. He's far above. He's removed from us. He's holy. And yet God is personal. He's light. He reveals. He shines the light. And what does He shine the light on? He shines the light on Himself. Isn't that wonderful? He's not hidden. He doesn't hide in shadowy, dark places. But He comes to this earth and He does not have to touch us or reveal. And He reveals to us, we just heard, the glory of justification through one who can actually merit the righteousness in Jesus Christ. He reveals. He reveals Himself. And what do we see in God? When the light shines upon God, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Literally, I like the literal Greek. I don't read Greek, but I can read what people say about Greek. And literally that means darkness in him not is, not one bit. That just sounds better to me. Darkness in him not is, not one bit. So what that means is that when the light shines upon God, his light, he reveals himself, that what we see in God, what you see in Christ, what you see is one who is perfectly pure. And this is not my word, but I like it, unutterably majestic. And let me tell you something. I have tried to preach that many, many times. And I never feel as limited as trying to describe the majesty of God. Because I run out of words really quickly. I can get loud, holy, 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 and you still haven't got it, right? I can try to use every passage. I love Isaiah 57:15. You know, his name is holy. Psalm 138, he's magnified his word above his name. I love all these glorious passages that just declare God is perfect. He's pure. That's good news right now in our society, right? We've heard the dysfunction, the corruption, but not God. He's pure. He's perfect. So how do we grasp this? How do we see this? How do we see God's purity? How do we see God's perfection? How do we see God's majesty? Well, the greatest answer to that is in Jesus Christ, right? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God, where? In the face of Jesus Christ. That's the most glorious place. Somebody's got a phone that's off the hook. That's the most glorious place. Oh, it's right here, actually. I think Andrew hung up. He wanted to hear Brother Jimmy preach, not me. But even in seeing Jesus Christ, we see his interactions with people. We see his purity. The scripture does things like say, well, he shone on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was as bright as the snow, as bright as the noonday sun. And still we struggle to grasp. What does it mean that God is pure? Right? So one of the things that Scripture does, and praise God, we will not be limited like this in eternity. We shall see Him as He is. We shall see His purity. We shall see His perfection. But one thing that Scripture does to help us understand and grasp and believe and grab hold of God is tell us stories. Because we can relate to stories, right? And so here's what it means to us for God to be pure. Here's what it means for you to be thankful tonight, even as you're struggling with terrible news, scary temptations, and whatever things are in the future. What it means is that when we see God's love at work in people's life, we see God's perfection. When we see God work in His wisdom, we see God's perfection. So let's just think about one very quickly. God is light. That means that God is perfect. He has perfect wisdom. Let's think about this from the perspective of Moses' mother. Some of you are mothers. You love your children. There is no love like a mother's love, is a common saying, and it's not far from the truth, right? Moses' mother loves her child. She loves her child deeply. She loves her child desperately. She knows the danger that her child is in. I'm sure she racked her brain for solutions. If we could hide him away somewhere, and that's what she tried, right? If he could flee to another country. I'm sure she racked her brain for solutions. And I'm sure she spent some sleepless nights and terrified days. And what do we see in that story? We see that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. We see a wisdom that is unparalleled. That Moses' mother would see her son saved by the very one who sought to destroy him. And that Moses' son would grow up and he would get his nutrition from the table of Pharaoh. And that eventually he would break ties with Pharaoh. And eventually he would be the one to come back and redeem his people from the bondage of the very man who sought to destroy her baby when he was just a babe. Here's the point. William Cooper said in his hymn, "Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his works in vain." You and I don't have the privilege of living from seeing the wisdom, the light of the wisdom of God in the story of Moses as we can look back to several thousand years and see that, right? We don't have the privilege of living our lives like that. We don't see the good. We don't see the wisdom. We don't see the end of the story. But blind unbelief is sure to err. And look around and scan God's works and say, God is not light. But here's the reality. God is His own interpreter. God will reveal. God will shine the light again. God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain. He will show it as it actually is. And when we see it as it actually is, we will bow our knees in worship and adoration to the perfect light, perfect purity, unutterable majesty of God. And so tonight we can be deeply, deeply, deeply grateful that we have been brought to know that the light of the knowledge of the glory of God has been revealed by grace to us through Jesus Christ. So that some years will have some obvious blessings and some years will have some deep sadnesses. And yet God will be light and in Him will be no darkness at all.